It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Allie's here today with us, Deputy Development Director for Youth Zone. And Youth Zone is having a spring gala, a fundraiser at Taka in Basalt on Friday, May 10th. Auction, dinner, live music. I know that I came in and visited with you last year around the same time. Was that a similar event, or is this kind of an updated for 2024?
No. So the last time you were here, that was for our community engagement event in the fall.
That's right. Okay.
And it is a totally different event. In the fall, which was wildly successful, that was more of a celebration of the resilience of our communities and the things that youth and families can accomplish when they have the right support. And it was totally free. And it was amazing. Dancing, music, panel discussion.
And kind of a check-in with the community, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And that was a really fun celebration. This event, however, drastically different. This is going to be our primary fundraiser for the year. Our goal is to raise $200,000. So versus a free community event, this is slightly different.
How does that size up to the annual budget for Youth Zone?
So our budget from this fiscal year is $1.5 million, and our proposed budget next year is over $2 million. So we're growing really rapidly, and a lot of that is just to keep up with employee salaries and cost of living. We went through a period of time where it was challenging to hire and retain qualified staff, because they were finding better salaries at other organizations.
Anybody listening that manages people right now is totally on board with what you're saying.
It's not unique to us, no.
You're right. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. It's that balancing act of trying to operate an organization, whether it's for profit or nonprofit. And in order to run a business, you have to have qualified, you have to have good people, you have to have good employees that are on board with your mission and that are making a fair wage. And sometimes it's kind of hard to balance those two.
Yeah. We've invested a lot in their salaries and training, and it's paying off. And so that jump in budget is directly related to investing in our staff.
What about services that you provide and the need of the community? I imagine that with the increase in population probably has also increased.
Yeah, and we've seen in Glenwood, we're on track to surpass some of the numbers that we had last year in terms of the number of clients that we served. And then we've done a really good job of essentially doubled the amount of services that we've provided to those families. And so while when we think about what we're raising funds for, it doesn't necessarily pay for those services, which are free to the client in most cases, but it pays for the qualified and knowledgeable staff who are providing those services.
So talk about the event on Friday, May 10th. Again, it's a spring gala, so it's a party. Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And you're encouraging folks to come out, and there is an auction as well, in addition to live music. So if you choose to dance, you can do that. Is there a theme per se, you know, like costumes or anything like that?
No, need to wear a costume. I've had a few people ask me, what do I need to wear to a gala? And yeah. I said, whatever you'd like.
Okay. So there is no dress code in any way.
No. And I think part of the reason we did it in the spring is because we just want to kind of tie into the growth that we have seen in families and in kids. It's, you know, it's a time of growth this time of year, and our organization is growing. The communities are growing together. So it should be really fun. It is at the heart of it. It's a party. So if you, at the very least, just show up, there's good food curated by the good folks at Taka. So we'll have a chicken dish, I believe a meat and a vegetarian dish, some appetizers, open bar, and we'll give everybody two drinks. on us. So after that, it's up to you to buy your own drinks.
So that should help with the dancing.
Exactly. And then the music is The Confluence, who are a local band. And I think they actually did just play at Taka. So they've got their set list down to a T. And we're really excited to have them. They'll open the show while we're going through silent auction items, getting drinks, mingling. And then they'll also close the night for us in a dancing and an enjoyable way.
So. Great. What time frame are you expecting this event to take place? So when does it start? And I assume the end is probably a little open-ended, but do you have a set ending time?
Yes. So the standard ticket, doors open at 6 o'clock. And so we'll have about an hour's worth of cocktails, music in the background, and then silent auction items. So we have a whole host of businesses that contributed items for the auction. And then we also have some really exciting youth artwork for sale. And we made an agreement with the kids that if they donated their work to Youth Zone and we sold it at the auction, we would keep half as a fundraising tool and they can keep half in a college savings account. And so Stiefel Nicholas is going to facilitate setting those accounts up free of charge for the kids. And you're here, Gabe. You can see we have artwork everywhere.
I was actually checking it out just in the entryway right behind the receptionist desk. There are a couple. I think actually one of those pieces of art used to be in the conference room, like last fall when I came in. I think it was in the conference room, the one about unity, right? Yep. And I wish I could remember. There's one word on it, and I can't remember what it is. But I think you know which one I'm talking about.
They all have similar themes, and we do move them around a lot. And that's what made me start thinking, like, why wouldn't we give back to the kids in some way for doing it and be able to share their ability with the community? So that's kind of the first hour or so of the event. And then we'll move into dinner. So everyone will take their seats. We'll have a little bit of an informational appeal. So if you're not familiar with Youth Zone and what we do, I'll be able to give you an idea of who we serve, why we serve them, what services we provide, where they are, how much it costs, outcomes, things like that. We'll have a live auction. And so we've got some, I would say, pretty awesome experiences, again, from local businesses, some from board members and their families, and then we'll have a little bit of an emotional appeal. So we had a video made a few years ago about from former clients and family members that you can hear some testimonials. And then the big event really is the paddle raise. And so that's kind of a fund to need where attendees will be able to support specific programs that we offer. And that's something that we haven't done before in the past is to be able to say, here are the things that we do. Which one of these are you most interested in supporting at whatever level you're willing to give? So.
And you call that a paddle raise?
Paddle raise, yeah.
Paddle as in what, like an oar?
Like a ping pong paddle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, gotcha. So it is a live auction.
It is an auction.
You didn't say live auction.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's a live auction for our services. Yeah.
I was totally thinking like an oar, you know, like you would
like
use
a large one.
Yeah. No, this is like a paddle, like you would have like a ping pong paddle, like you would have for an auction.
Exactly. And so it's hard because our product is not something that people can purchase really, but we want to give them the opportunity to support the programs and the services. And we found that would be a really successful way to be able to fund, for example, youth coaching, substance education, life skills, counseling, things like that.
Awesome. And then more dancing, I assume, toward the end of the evening?
Exactly. And then we'll close again with music, dancing, more drinks if you find it necessary. So,
and again, two drinks. If you're 21 or over, two drinks are included. It sounds like this might be a 21 and over event.
Not necessarily restricted to that. I know we have some people bringing their families.
Okay. So it's kids are welcome as well. Families are welcome. Obviously, the staff at TACOB will be checking IDs.
Absolutely. Gotcha. Yep. And you know, we focus on safe and responsible consumption. So
right, of course. I was going to say, out of anybody, I would expect you to, you know, really be strict about that.
Exactly.
Rule. As if, I mean, everybody should be, but you understand.
So another offer that we have is for a VIP ticket, and you asked when does it start. If you want to come a little early, 5:30 before everybody else comes, we're going to have a sort of meet and greet panel discussion, a state of the union. And we'll have, our local juvenile district attorney, we'll have a magistrate, we'll have a school resource officer, and then we'll also have a former client. And that I think will be a really good opportunity for people that maybe already know what our product and services are. But want to get the inside scoop on what's happening in our communities and things that maybe kids and families are coming up against, and get an opportunity to meet and talk to some of our community partners.
Particularly for large donors that are considering, you know, making a big donation or you know, seriously participating later on in that live auction. If you want to do a little more homework, as you might say, that would definitely be appropriate for that VIP section.
Exactly. I think we forget sometimes when we're working with partners, we know what's going on, right? And we want to give our community members and donors the opportunity to know the same information.
It almost becomes, and it's not a joke, obviously, because a lot of the things you deal with are very serious. It almost becomes like an inside joke. It's so obvious to the staff. We run into this all the time. It's so clear to us because we talk about it all the time. We talk about it in the office. We talk about it in staff meetings. And you forget that members of the public are not in your office all the time and don't always know exactly what the procedure is and exactly about all of these things. So it's a great opportunity for folks to learn about Youth Zone, maybe even if they have been aware of it for 40 some years, right, Allie?
Almost 50, 1976.
Wow. Time flies.
Yeah. We'll have to do a 50th anniversary version of this in a few years.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah. Well, you've got a couple of years to plan it. If anyone listening is interested in purchasing tickets, just go to youthzone.com/spring-gala. All right. And you can learn more there. We'll take a quick break, come back and visit more in just a moment. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Allie from Youth Zone, the Deputy Development Director, and looking for donations at a fundraiser on Friday, May 10th at TACA, the Arts Center at Willits. Again, if you'd like to learn more, you can go to youthzone.com and you can put a /spring-gala after that. Go straight to the page that talks about this event. Again, a VIP meet and greet, if you will, with that panel discussion with speaking of deputies, a deputy district attorney, one that deals specifically with young people, a magistrate, a school resource officer, and then a former client of Youth Zone. And they'll be talking about the process, what happens, why Youth Zone is so important. You would call Youth Zone, and you do so much, so this is just one aspect of what you do, but it's a diversion program, right?
Yeah, the bulk of what we do, I'd say about 70% of our clients are kids who have already received a ticket for an alleged offense. They've made their way to court, and then the court has given them the chance to get their charges dropped if they finish a program. So typically, we give them 3 to 6 months, and we do an assessment at the beginning to determine what type of services we want to give to them. And if they're able to finish everything in time, then the prosecutor won't actually pursue the charges.
So it's an opportunity for a fresh start, you might say.
Exactly.
With support from Youth Zone to help along the way.
Yeah, when they work with us, we see success rates 88, 90, 92% in that area. And there's some national studies that have been done that when they don't receive our services, if they just get a ticket, they're charged and they're sent on their way, the success rate is about 50%, and that's a reoffense. So when they're with us, it's about 12% reoffense, and when they don't get a program like ours, it's closer to 50% reoffense rate.
Or would that be the same as recidivism?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
I was wondering what the national recidivism rate is, and that's 45%.
Yep.
So, you know, we hear so much about early intervention, talking to kids when they're young, when they're still moldable, right? Or more moldable. And I would say that if you want it in numbers, there it is right there. And actually, that's not a national number. That's a Colorado number, is a 45%
yep.
Recidivism rate for adults, obviously.
And the kids' rates are similar. So yeah. Ours is a quarter of the amount of recidivism due to the services that we provide.
Gotcha. Well, that's great right there.
Yeah.
if you need more of a reason to invest, if you will, in Youth Zone, I suppose I'm sure that there are other arguments, but that right there is already pretty powerful.
Exactly.
Again, if you'd like to buy tickets, you can go to youthzone.com. How much are tickets for the evening, starting with the VIP?
So our VIP package is $450, and that includes the same benefits that you would get from the standard package, which is $300 per person. But since I'm here with Gabe today on the radio, I'm going to do a special offer. If you would like to purchase a table, which is 8 tickets, we'll do that for $1,500. And so that's a significant discount. And we'd love to have you, if you're a business owner that you want to bring some of your employees, if you have a big family, if you have a good group of friends, we'd love to have you participate in that way as well.
And again, it is a serious topic. It is a serious organization that has a positive impact in the community. And the Spring Gala is just that. It is a party.
Yeah.
You're encouraging folks to dance and have a good time. Again, with the Confluence, who I've heard about, I want to say it's members from other bands that have kind of formed this new band, if I remember right.
That could be. I'm not sure.
I don't remember exactly. As usual, I don't remember exactly, but there's some memory out there floating around.
They're very talented. Funk, soul, pop. They do some covers, some originals.
So dance music, definitely what you would enjoy dancing to.
Yeah.
Okay. And so do people need a code to buy a whole table for their organization, their office, extended family maybe?
The best way would be to contact me directly. So my phone number is 970-945-9300. You can just ask for Allie. You can also send me an email, which is a little longer and maybe not. Should I spell it out on the radio for you here, Gabe?
I suppose somebody might be listening that can actually write it down. I want to say, actually, your email address is also on the poster.
Exactly.
And the poster's on the website.
Exactly.
So if you want to check that out, does Youth Zone also have an active Facebook page?
We do. We have a Facebook and an Instagram. We're working on gaining followers. So if you're an active user of either of those platforms, you can find us. The best way is just by searching Youth Zone Glenwood. And feel free to share those with your networks and repost, like, subscribe.
What is your area of influence?
So I like to say Aspen to Parachute, which everyone says. And then I've recently started saying Rifle to Rangeley as well, because we do offer services in Rio Blanco County.
And that's probably tied to the judicial district.
Exactly. Yeah. So we operate in the 9th Judicial District of Colorado. And it's a huge and very diverse jurisdiction. Sure.
So do you also work with kids in the Roaring Fork side of Eagle Valley, which of course is in the 5th Judicial District?
Yep, the little island.
You're right.
And so we do some courtesy supervision and courtesy programming for the 5th so that they don't have to go over to Eagle County. And that's pretty common because there's a lot of families and kids in Basalt, El Jebel area that are needing services.
You bet. Again, the Youth Zone Spring Gala on Friday, May 10th at Takah in Basalt, which if you haven't been there is a great venue.
I'm always surprised when I talk to people how many of them have not been there. And so it's a kind of a secondary pitch that I make to them. Right. Well, if you don't come for us, at least go to check out the venue.
Well, and that's kind of like the conversation we were having before. You know, so you just expect everybody else to know, yeah, right?
It's really cool. It's like a very versatile place.
I'd almost call it like a black box theater, but it's, I want to say, a little bit larger than what I think of, at least, as a black box. But great venue, lots of events, more and more all the time that we talk about taking place there.
Yep, we're excited to have ours there as well.
We'll be back to wrap things up in just a moment. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Allie about Youth Zone's Spring Gala at the Arts Center at Willits on Friday, May 10th. Silent and live auctions, dinner, live music from the Confluence. And this event, in addition to the people that will come out for this event that will attend it, it is also sponsored by a number of great local organizations, businesses.
Exactly. We had an amazing turnout from our corporate sponsors. And I just told Gabe in the break that I could sit here and probably talk for 20 or 30 minutes just about our sponsors. So I'll run through some of them. Alpine Bank is our title sponsor. And Alpine Bank also was title sponsor for our fall event. And I believe will be title sponsor for our next fall event. They're always really supportive of our cause. We have one presenting sponsor. It's actually an individual, Pam Pine and Rick Abernathy. They were generous enough to be our presenting sponsor. We have several supporting sponsors, including Aspen Times, Post Independent, Mountain West Insurance and Financial. And then we have a couple sponsors that helped cover the cost to bring our staff to the event, Youth Zone staff, which was, I didn't want to just make them work for fun or for free. So we want to give them a little opportunity to have some fun too. So that was SGM and Origione Woods. And then we have a whole host of key sponsors as well. So we've got First Bank was one of our supporting sponsors. We've got Cooper Corner Gallery. We've got Cooper Wine and Spirits, Architectural Windows and Doors, Slipher Smith and Frampton. It was so many. And I could, all of our sponsors are listed on our website at the bottom of our event page. So if you're interested in knowing exactly who those people were, feel free to visit the webpage. And if you frequent any of those businesses, know that they are strong supporters of us. We always recommend giving back to those local businesses. It's much easier for them to contribute to nonprofits and organizations and community causes in their area than it is for some bigger businesses. So we always recommend giving back to them as well, because they've done an amazing job of supporting us.
Again, for most people, the evening on May 10th starts at 6 o'clock, again, with a little mingling, I guess I would call it. If you choose to redeem one of your drink tickets during that time, that's fine. And some music as well. Then dinner gets underway after that, again, with your I wrote down as you described this, I was thinking it's an extended elevator speech, right? So you're telling people about Youth Zone and what you do, why it's important, and you're including some numbers in there as well to back up what you're saying, then a number of experiences that folks can bid on. So I imagine that this is the typical auction type of stuff, stays in Verbos in different locations, and probably I would be willing to bet some golf here and there, maybe some sporting events as well.
Exactly. So okay. We've got a lot of golf, and most of those will be in our silent auction. We've got a few different vacation packages through Inspirato, which I know they have some locations in Aspen, which is why we kind of went with them, because if you bid on one of those packages, you'll get 6 months of Inspirato membership for free, which we were thinking, you know, if you live here, you don't necessarily want a vacation here, but oftentimes we have people come and visit and you want to be able to provide a good spot for them. So we thought that that was a good way to kind of take advantage of that. We had Coleman Walker with Alpine Angling and Roaring Fork Anglers donated a guided wade trip and a fly fishing lesson. So that's he's an awesome, super knowledgeable guy. So that's going to be one of the exciting experiences. We've got a pretty crazy artwork donation, 8 large acrylic kind of avant-garde artwork pieces with a kind of a love story attached to them, heartbreak. So you'll have to come and hear the story. It's kind of crazy. So I'm just excited. There's so I could, like I said, I could spend hours talking about all the different products that we have and sponsors that have contributed. And we will have next week, we'll have everything online. So that if you can't make it to the event, you can bid on some things ahead of time. And there might be some leftovers as well to bid on if you want to.
So is it a hybrid online in-person auction, or are you just letting people get started online and then you finish at the event?
I think for the silent auction items, wherever you're at, you can, you can win.
So everybody that's listening right now can participate in that, whether you can make it on Friday, May 10th.
Absolutely. And honestly, I think we'll have to do some behind the scenes work, but I suspect that if you're listening from somewhere and you won't be able to attend the event, you're also welcome to participate in the Paddle Raise Fund a Need event as well, because those, like I said, those are, services that we're going to provide anyway. And if there's a level that strikes you, that you want to contribute at, we'll make it work.
Makes sense to me. Again, if you would like to attend in person, if you haven't seen Takah before, here's a great excuse, a great opportunity. The VIP experience is $450. Again, that includes that panel discussion at the beginning. Again, particularly if you're considering a large donation to Youth Zone, show up and hear the, again, Deputy District Attorney, the magistrate, the school resource officer, and a former client talk about Youth Zone and why those services are important. Then at 6 o'clock is when the general admission, people with general admission tickets can start heading into the venue. Again, the general admission tickets are $300 per person. And all of those include a couple drink tickets if you choose to participate in that. So obviously the drinks are for 21 and over, but again, it is a family-friendly event if you want to bring the entire family. And that special offer for KMTS listeners only, call now.
Exactly.
Actually, here's a quick aside. Okay, it's the first time I've gotten off topic this time. I read a book once about those operators are standing by commercials, you know, back in late night TV. They did a test. They actually said if you get a busy signal, call back. Their call volume increased by 30% because people think, oh, if the line is going to be busy, then I better call now because I don't want to miss my opportunity.
So we'll apply the same thing here. If you, exactly. If you get my voicemail, call back immediately.
Because there is a limited number of those tables of eight. that you can get for $1,500.
Exactly.
And again, those are great for, you know, if you have an office, if someone in your office has been touched by Youth Zone in some way, you know, it's a great opportunity to give back. And that's actually, that's not a joke. There are a limited number of those tables of eight. So you really should get a hold of Allie sooner rather than later. Again, Youth Zone's phone number is 970-945-9300. And again, for those special tables, you need to speak with Allie. Unfortunately, you can't do that through the website, just through the normal ticketing process.
Yep. I'm excited to talk to you guys. I'm excited to have you at the event. It should be a lot of fun. And at the end of the day, it all goes back towards supporting our cause, trying to raise money to be able to provide services to kids and families that really do need them in our community.
You bet. Any final thoughts as we put the wraps on this conversation?
It's always a pleasure speaking with you, and thanks for having me on the radio with you.
Indeed. All the best. We'll see you around. Again, the website is youthzone.com. You can put a /spring-gala on there as well if you want to go straight to the event page. And again, Allie's phone number if you want a table of eight for you and the staff. Again, for extended family if you choose as well. 970-945-9300. All the best, Allie. See you around.
Thanks, Gabe.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.